Madam President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. It is my honor to have this opportunity to address this assembly representing the Republic of Korea. We live in a world where 1 billion people cannot afford healthcare services and 100 million are falling into poverty due to the burden of medical costs. Since the WHO was founded in 1948 with the goal of attaining the highest possible standard of health for all people, we have made great strides together in improving healthcare across the world. However, much work still remains to be accomplished. This year's assembly brings our attention to one of such challenges, the achievement of a universal coverage. So I will speak today focusing on two ways that may contribute to the universal coverage on a global scale. First, I believe that expanding assistance for partner countries to build health capacity could take us closer to the goal. With this view in mind, Korea is currently concentrating its development assistance on supporting the capacity building of partner countries while respecting any development goals and plans they may have. In particular, we are making our utmost efforts to support diverse programs aimed at improving maternal and child care, eradicating infectious diseases, establishing a primary health care system, and training health professionals in our partner countries. Last year alone, our government committed approximately $200 million, or 13% of its total official development assistance, to the health care sector. We will continue to scale up the size of the ODA and raise the share of the healthcare assistance up to 20%. Taking this opportunity, I would like to remind fellow delegates here today of how critical it is for us to continue our commitment to supporting countries in need. We especially have great interest in improving the status of healthcare in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. If North Korea is willing to cooperate with the international community, we will be ready to make active contributions to strengthen the health capacity of their country. Second, we can work together by sharing expertise and experiences in developing a healthcare system that allows access to all citizens, regardless of their financial conditions. In 1989, Korea achieved universal coverage of the National Health Insurance Scheme in just 12 years since its introduction. As such, the coverage has been extended to all people, but we always face new challenges. Particularly, we are focusing our energy on expanding our benefits coverage while containing the growth of medical expenditures accelerated by the aging population. In this connection, we have recently embarked on the non-communicable disease management system, which implies the shift of the healthcare paradigm from treatment to prevention. I sincerely hope that Korea's past and future performance could lead the way to share our wisdom in dealing with this important agenda. Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world with 7 billion population. Many issues we once believed to be local have now become global concerns. Not one single country can take on such cross-border challenges. An outbreak of a disease in one country can affect countries on the other side of the globe in a matter of days. Faced with the common challenges and pursuing shared goals, we must put our heads together and exchange ideas on how various resources may be deployed in the most effective way possible. And it is the WHO that must stand at the center of such efforts. I am pleased to share with you that the Korean government will considerably increase its voluntary contribution to the WHO. I also approve of the WHO's direction of reform to secure flexibility in the use of voluntary contributions. And I expect an organization to set out a detailed roadmap on the reform in the next general program of work. We must also work together with other international organizations. It is noteworthy that the new head of the World Bank Mr. Kim Yong Kim is keen on health agenda as a former director at WHO. In closing, I would like to take this opportunity to extend my invitation to all partner countries to join the fifth meeting of the FCTC, which will be held in Korea this November. Finally, I would like to thank Dr. Chan and her great team for their hard work. Korea remains committed to Dr. Chan's reform initiatives to ensure greater efficiency and strengthen WHO leadership in making the world healthier. Thank you very much.